Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, the word of God, episode 22. We've been using the scripture, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So today I want to go on evolution because we're looking at the Big Bang theory. We're looking at how the senses, that is hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, feeling, which is the normal way we gather knowledge in our world. This is the doorway into the mind. We're looking at how it cannot be able to see or cannot be able to contact, connect with the Creator. So it has decided that there is no Creator, and now the world has decided that it's evolution and Big Bang theory that created or that brought about the world. So we're looking at the evolution. We've looked at the Big Bang theory, and evolution started with Darwin's book. Darwin's book came on the scene was written in 1859, and it was On the Origin of Species. That is the title of the book, The Origin of Species. So there are four things, pillars of this theory, and one of this is what they call natural selection. And in it they say it's the process by which organisms change over time as a result of changes in their genes or heritable physical or behavioral traits. There's something inside the thing that causes us to change, and that those changes will allow an organism to better adapt to its environment. That will help it survive in the environment. And when the thing is able to survive in the environment, then the thing is able to have offspring or give birth. So have you heard of the survival of the fittest? The survival of the fittest is like the ability for that organism to be able to survive and produce. And how is it going to be? Because there is something inside the organism, something inside the whatever, whether it is a man, whether it is an animal, whether it's an anything that you see. It says that there is something inside. And those times they didn't even have DNA there. They had not even thought of DNA or genes. So they're saying that there's something inside a man that will make, or inside a thing that will make it change and adapt until that particular environment is able to survive and produce. So then they began to look at things like whales, began to look like how a thing, something like, which is like a mammal, it's like an animal that can survive on land, a whale, that big thing, how it became what it is now. They think that it began on land and trying to survive and adapt to its environment. Then it became a fish that is inside the sea. It's amazing. Then he began to look at the man and began to think that the man could have started as an ape. And as the man started as an ape, then it was trying to adapt to its environment. So whatever is inside the ape began to, the heritable organisms began to heritable physical traits or behavioral traits began to adapt until the man who was an ape-like with a hunch kind of, now began to straighten and straighten and straighten until he became like us. Oh, and do you see that they cannot even find any animal, ape, that is changing to become a man in these times? But they find one single thing. Let's say somebody goes and they discover some animal which is like an ape, which is, if they cannot tell, it's almost like a man. Then they say, okay, we found a being. We found the remains of a being that looks like a man, that looks like an ape. And by that, we can tell that this is how man began. So immediately they come to this point where they do not know. They become believers more than we, the believers. They believe in this. They believe in this. Can you imagine? They believe. And yet, they are not ready to believe that there is a creator, that there is a designer. They believe in this, but do not believe that there is a designer. What's the difference between I is the one who believes in the Bible and the one who says he believes in evolution? They are all believing in something their eyes can't see. And yet, they will ridicule you who believe in the Bible and say, well, how can you believe that in a creator? But you too, how can you believe in something like this? It's amazing. Oh, you are blessed, blessed, blessed. We believe, but we believe in a better thing. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.